Are we ready?
I'm ready. I'm already filming.
Okay, perfect.
You're the only one not ready. We've all been filming.
You seem
You're
a little...
You're drinking coffee.
Because I'm desperately in need of coffee today.
What does that mean? You have an addiction?
Yeah.
This big episode time. About addictions?
No!
With Trish! Perfect. That's it. We have the intro song. Done.
You know what this episode is going to be about?
I don't.
We put a question box up this week to ask people what their assumptions are about us as a couple, as people, as a couple. And the responses just kept flooding in. There were so many random assumptions about us. So today...
When you make an assumption, yeah. You make an ass out of you and Munchin.
Umption. Not Munchin. Who's Munchin? All right. Welcome back to another episode of Sheena Interrupted. Boop. Thank you for being here. If you like what you see, hit that subscribe.
A lot of people are hitting it now.
I know.
Not because you're saying this.
It's, you know why? It's because
we're getting more views.
And we're also improving the show.
By what?
Like we have crazy things happening all the time.
Hot take.
We have crazy things happening.
Get up.
All the time.
I understand what's happening. There he is.
Did you fall asleep?
He's so big. This guy broke the whole show just trying to get out of here.
Who's that monster?
Oh my god. What a my goodness.
You're fired.
Wait. I thought they're supposed to be drunk and topless for that's what you followed. That's what you promised the ladies who follow the show.
Did you fall asleep back there?
That was perfect.
My God.
Made the end.
I understand now. They tricked me.
He broke
the
banana.
But I understand. This is good.
The whole thing is discombobulated.
Ladies, this is what you will get on this show. That's
See,
what it's coming. We're getting.
Why.
We are.
So if you like
going
that,
to the next
and
level.
We got you.
Next week,
hit that subscribe button.
100,000 likes before Kodrick loses a. At what subscription level? What is the most popular beginning we've ever had?
Kodrick?
Ladies, just watch it over
and over
again.
There was one time you came in a bathrobe. The ladies liked that too.
Okay, so at how many views does he show up in a bathrobe?
Oh my God!
They will like that much better.
Did you see he almost hit the ceiling?
He did. It's still rocking.
Did you hit that? Oh, yeah. He hit the
light. That's what happens. We don't have any 6 foot tall people in this house. We don't know what to do.
No, we don't.
We
not
walk
for,
under light fixtures like it's
now.
Nobody's business.
Not for now, but I think.
You're still growing?
No, I think our son may hit 6 feet. I'm hopeful. Yeah, maybe
Zara
will hit
6 feet.
Why
do we hope about things like
feet?
That? Huh? Like, why do parents have hope that their kid will grow? Like, they can't do anything
he
about it.
He wants to grow. Like, I don't care, but
I
want to
grow too. It didn't matter.
You can.
Like, you can't
There's
change
no hope
it.
For you.
Well, I am growing, just in the wrong ways.
Yes. Widthwise, not lengthwise.
Why do you put pressure on the kid to grow?
I'm not.
He's... Why would you be happy if he's 6 feet tall? He can't do anything about it.
Because he would be happy.
I'm happy how you are, young man.
Oh my God.
You
That's not
to,
what I
you
said.
You don't have to grow in height to win my love. So if your mother hates you because you're a short child, don't worry, mine didn't hate me.
How to be a gaslighter 101. This is lesson
life.
One right here, folks.
Found a lady my height, so I can borrow her pants.
Can
You're
we?
Wearing my pants.
I'm not. I'm wearing my pants. Can we start the show?
Yes.
Okay, so I have some questions. Am I gonna read them or is Lauren gonna read them? Lauren, are you gonna
know.
Read the questions for
I don't
us?
Know. She's like in isn't she like in SAG-AFTRA or something? We have to like do disclosures if she reads them.
I don't know. Are you part of some sort of
Are you part of a group?
That would be amazing.
Oh, my God. It would be brutal for us. We'd have to, like, feed her chips every 20 minutes. I don't know. There's some crazy rules.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
For the SAG actors?
Yeah.
Oh.
A lot of requirements for them.
Can we ask Sterling?
Yeah, we can ask Sterling.
Every reference I have to anything to do with anything Hollywood,
you
I'm
going to
keep
Sterling.
Dropping
Sterling
names.
K. Brown.
That's my guy.
Got
my
it.
My agent.
Got it.
The fact that he was, like, on a podcast... Hanging out with the Obamas.
Seriously.
That was me last week. This week it's him.
You were on a podcast with the Obamas without me?
Could have been.
Uh-huh.
But they didn't want you.
They didn't want me. They just wanted you. So they took you and they left.
No, they said, I said no.
Oh.
Sorry, Sterling. Can't do it.
Oh, Sterling invited you to be on his podcast with Michelle Obama?
Correct.
That sounds so plausible.
Yes.
I really believe every word you're saying. So, this week, we are addressing all of the crazy assumptions and not so
like
crazy
that
assumptions.
That I was going to go on a podcast
us.
With.
No one was assuming that.
We'll
about that's that. Called a transition.
Oh, okay.
You have to say oh.
Oh.
Next okay, assumption. This is where I come
yeah,
from.
Yeah.
Let's read the first assumption about you guys. So,
go ahead.
Said, some of your videos look scripted. Like, how is he always around?
So funny. You were supposed to say so funny. It's so on the script. Funny. Just read
it's
the script.
On the script.
Just read the read. Script, yes. Lorelai.
Some of your videos look scripted.
Like, how is he so funny? And always around when you're filming. They're not, they are not scripted. This is all improvised. All improvised.
You guys are ridiculous. Okay, once and for all. Let's set the record straight. None of our videos are scripted.
That's not true.
That's true.
All the ads are scripted.
They're not even scripted. The ads sometimes. Are not scripted. No, we will
what
mock
about at
up.
At the end when you're like, thank you, brand, for giving me okay. this depends
Let's
I'm
put
wearing.
The ad stuff aside.
What about
that
the
we
last
do?
Ad you got all offended by when we got the...
Let's put the ad stuff aside for a second, okay?
But as I want to talk about poise.
We can talk...
put a pin in it.
Put a pin in that for a second. When we have videos that we're doing that are not ads, we'll have an idea. One of us will have an
Why
idea.
Why are you doing crazy no, when I'm you're saying the idea?
This is the idea. Like, we have the idea. It, you know, it
got bigger.
Yeah, smaller, the idea sparks.
It's blooming.
And then we'll say to one person or the other, if it's my idea, I'll say, okay, I'm ready to film. I have an idea. I never know what's going to happen after that. I know what I want to do, but I never know what he's going to say.
Who's he?
You.
Oh, me.
Therefore.
Are you talking to me or to someone
I'm
else?
Telling the people who are listening, because this okay. is a podcast, our listeners.
I don't know what she's doing.
Oh, my God. Are you telling me?
I don't know what she's thinking.
Okay. So.
I know what he's thinking.
I never know what he's going to say, but I do know the arc that I want to go through for presenting the video. So then if we do ads, we try to work with brands who are comfortable with us kind of giving a very loose idea.
Or giving us a lot of money.
Also.
Then we'll read anything.
No, we don't read anything.
Let's go back to poise in a minute. You're going to urinate in your pants for money.
We've never worked with poise.
Well, we're trying. You put them on the top of your list.
No, I didn't.
You said Catherine Hagelpe's for money. How come I can't pee for money?
I didn't say that.
You did. On the Oscars, she was peeing for money. You said, I use a pad. I can use this. Both of them collect liquids coming out of my body. What's the problem? You could be a spokesperson.
For poise.
Yeah.
I don't need
poise.
Why are
you so offended by it?
I'm not offended. I'm just saying I don't need it.
So many people are just leaking in their underwear because they don't have a spokesperson like you.
Okay.
You should
really consider. So I should do this public service.
Yes.
This is a public service announcement.
Not an announcement.
Like you want to let poison
release
know that I should do this.
You are ready.
I'm not. I actually have to go through those motions, and
what
I don't
mean.
Like I have to be the person peeing in my pants.
Not in your pants, in your poise. Just get. They sent the whole thing. Don't run to the bathroom at the best part of the movie.
Just pee
in your poise, like Sheena Mawani.
No.
And they're just, we have all these videos and we could just do like a, you know, like a TSA scan of your pants and just so liquids dropping.
Oh my God.
The
no,
whole campaign.
Absolutely not. So to answer the question, what was the question? What's the question? Do we script
Use code
anything?
Sheena50 if
we
you
don't
too want to be in your poise.
Anything that happens here. I might have like something that
all,
I want
this whole
to
set
say.
Was scripted. Can't you tell?
And I never know what's going to happen. Next question.
Yeah, next question.
I should win an Oscar.
For what?
That's just a statement.
Okay.
Next question.
We're Oscar season.
Someone says, I assume you never had an ex.
Who, me or him?
Both of you.
Oh.
We keep them all. We've been very clear about our relationships, past, present, and hopefully future. Please send an email to therealindiandad@gmail.com if you're free next Tuesday or Thursday. Don't spit in the coffee. You only spit from down for money, not from the top. Either you're wearing poise or you travel to Bangkok. Those are the only two ways it works. Don't spit. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. You think you're shaking a lot. Okay, good.
Yeah, I'll put this down.
Yeah. Next question.
What's the question?
exes? I already answered it.
We didn't answer.
They want to know why we have an open relationship.
We don't.
That's what they said. The guy wants to date you on the thing. The guy, the marketing lead for Poise, is sending messages.
Okay. I never had an ex. I'm trying to be truthful.
She's still dating
here.
All of them. It's fine. It makes her happy. One guy's six foot. I can't compete with that.
Next question.
But he's kind of dumb, so.
My ex-boyfriend?
As long as they're not 6 foot and smart, that's a problem.
Okay.
Someone said, you're not as Indian as I thought you were, eating with hands.
Yeah. How dare you use a spoon?
And then?
You're a bad representation.
I don't miss India? Who said?
These are assumptions that people are making about the both of you.
How does one act Indian?
You need dexterity. You need the ability to use the opposable thumb to pack a bite and pop it in your mouth.
That's what makes you Indian?
No, that their assumption was
that is...
I saw your face.
Yeah.
And then I saw cutlery and I said, what a waste.
Okay.
Why is she using a knife and fork?
Do you think I'm not Indian?
Me? I'm familiar with your DNA. I know you're Indian.
But do I act Indian?
Sometimes. It depends.
Yeah.
If you're like parenting your children, you're very Indian.
I am?
What do you mean?
Am I?
The kid's 15.
Yeah.
You still ask him questions like he's 5. That's a very Indian move.
That's a parent move. That's no. Like, yeah, there's a lot of parents
American
that do that.
Parents are like, hey, son.
When are you moving out?
In 36 months, I'm putting a gym in your room. Make sure to not let that door hit you on the way out.
I'm not going to do that. You're not going to do that either, though.
I'm not Jim. Oh, my God. But you're the other end.
What?
You're like, he's been on his Kindle for 17 minutes.
Come on.
The limit is 15. I'm not that bad. It's 8:30 p.m.
I'm not that bad.
He's still not
call
in bed.
Call him now.
I'm like, he's at his job. I don't think I can call the restaurant and say my son has to come home.
I'm not that bad. Am I that bad?
Yeah.
For those who couldn't hear, he said not a good time to ask.
I don't think I'm that bad. But
he pled the punch.
The fact that I know what punch is, does that make me Indian?
You didn't grow up in India.
I did not.
You've never lived in India. You've gone to India growing up, but you grew up in North America. So you're a good blend of East and West.
Yeah.
And you don't eat with your hands.
I do not.
I'm glad you don't eat with your hands because Indian food has a lot of turmeric and I know how much you paid for that manicure.
Yes.
There are
my pink manicure would be yellow.
Yes. And there are things about you that I'm sure your sort of Canadian and American friends found very, sort of ethnic.
Yeah.
And there are things about you that your family in India thought was very
North
Western.
American. Yeah.
We're a mix.
Yep.
We're not Indian and we're not North American.
Yeah.
We're like, we're next gen.
Yeah.
The best of both worlds.
I think so.
Bloody.
I do think so. If there was one thing I would change, I wish I spoke the language. Like, I wish I spoke Hindi.
You're fine. Oh, Hindi.
I wish I spoke Hindi.
So why don't you learn?
Because it's hard.
Many things are hard.
Yeah. It's not hard. It's time consuming.
I think that's a very philosophical thing you've just said.
Yeah, but it's true.
Nothing
is hard.
Jinx. Scripted.
Nothing is hard. It's just, it takes time to do these things. Like, there's only so many hours of the day and you decide where you want to put your efforts.
Yeah, you'd rather read Sarah Maas smut books than learn the language of your heritage.
Absolutely.
I understand.
When I was younger, I learned English, I learned French, I learned Spanish. I didn't learn Hindi because that's not the part of the world that I was living in. But I wish I had spent the time learning Hindi.
Someone assumes that Trid is the parent that is more easygoing than Sheena.
I think that's a fair assumption. Until you get to...
I'm so cool.
Wait, Zara here?
Zara's here.
We talked about this just yesterday.
Oh gosh, really?
In the car. Zara, come here for a second.
Did you do me dirty?
Who is a stricter parent? And in which instance? We just talked about this.
You.
You what?
Dada probably.
Is stricter?
Yeah. I don't know. It's hard.
Just explain the context that you were telling me about.
Okay. Mama, she... I don't know what.
Look, this Mama's it gets worse if you take longer
Mama's
to answer.
Mama's more bark, no bite. You're more bite, no bark at all. You just come in.
Yeah, that's so fair. I agree with you.
Mama will get...
I'm very animated.
Yeah, she's... Yeah.
And I'm the one with a cartoon face.
Ironically.
But I'm not strict.
She will... You'll get in trouble more with her. She'll be like, what are you doing? Why are you doing this? If you do this again, I'm going to yell at you again. I'm going to do nothing again.
I've never said that.
Yeah, exactly. That's what they hear. I will yell at you again and nothing will change.
I've never said I'm going to yell at you.
No, you don't say it. They just know you'll just yell you're again. Just like, but the outcome, nothing will happen.
Okay.
And then he's just like, oh, you're on the phone again? Okay, I'm taking it. You'll see it in a month. Okay, bye.
No bark. Just love you. That's mine now.
And she's like, I love you. I love you. I will see you tomorrow. What do you want for breakfast?
And keep your phone.
Get out of here. I love you. Get your phone.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye.
Thanks, Zara.
Thank you. We didn't expect anything different.
No, I think that when you have a certain interaction with kids, like I've interacted with them from when they were really, really little on a much more consistent basis. And I think that there were times where I had to get like really in their face about certain things. And I think that my style is more animated than yours, but I definitely think that I've calmed that part of my parenting down, but they don't see that anymore. They just see like the 1 out of 10 times that I might lose
it's
my
like
cool.
Like a repeated pattern.
Yeah, because that's what they remember.
They'll get reprogrammed.
Yeah.
But they're giving you a compliment too that you're not acknowledging.
Which is?
So you never actually get them in trouble. Like you'll just scream at them and they'll just absorb it knowing that tomorrow they can repeat the behavior because they know the outcome. Yeah. Like, yeah, this is not bad. I just sit here. She yells a little. It doesn't bother me. I know she still loves me. I still love her and I can keep doing this tomorrow.
I actually can't remember the last time I yelled at Zara. I know the last time I yelled at Jay.
Jay, but we all know. We can just check.
Well, Jay
regularly does things that require intervention.
I drove him to school and I was not happy with him like 2 days ago. But
was that interaction such that you wouldn't do it again to get another ride to school? Like you repeatedly get rides to school. You're like, I sit here. I put the noise canceling just in the one ear she can't hear. And then I say, I'm sorry, and I get out.
I wouldn't say that I don't follow through, actually. I actually do follow through on a lot of things, but you're strict about different things. I'm strict about different things. I'm strict about certain behaviors and kindnesses. You're strict about time on phone.
Yeah, she got really mad that time she caught you guys shoplifting. That was bad.
That I would be really mad if I caught
Remember?
Them shoplifting.
When you caught both of them?
Yeah.
Stealing cigarettes from a gas station?
Yeah, that was the worst.
That was such a bad day.
That was a bad day. I definitely think that we prioritize different things as parents that we're strict about. I'm not as strict about schoolwork. I'm not as strict about screen time because you're on top of that. I'm strict about different things.
We all have to
deal
with one of them on that. The other one's not graduated into that realm yet.
Yeah.
Hopefully the internet will be banned by the time she gets a phone.
All right, next question.
What will you do for work?
What do you mean? If the internet's banned?
We just write letters?
Sure.
You just release the scripts of our skits.
We can keep
to people?
Our podcast going.
Huh.
That's true.
Maybe then people will listen if the internet is banned.
Maybe. That's Cheers great. To that.
Cheers.
Okay. Next assumption.
Mm-hmm.
Someone is assuming that your marriage has always been easy.
Is it easy now?
Yeah.
It is?
It's not?
I mean, it takes work.
Yeah.
It's easier now than it was before.
Yeah.
It's always easier when your wife becomes rich in the middle of the marriage. Like in the beginning, it's hard when you have to like figure out, oh, are we going to eat, not eat? Then all of a sudden she's like, oh, I like these printed jogging pants. They look like jeans. Here's $500. Take.
$500.
Give me comfort. I want to look like I'm dressed, but I want to be in pajamas. Take my money.
That makes your life easier.
Of course.
How is that possible?
Because you like behave like a luxury person now. It's amazing.
I like nice things.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not going to apologize for that.
I'm not telling you to apologize. That's made our relationship easier. We're you poorer, but it's easier.
You think that that's what it is?
What?
The fact that we have a little more money?
No. You have more money. That's not even a joke.
Okay.
I could have,
because if other things
came from, quote unquote, I had more money.
Yeah.
Let's just say I had
$1 million. Yeah.
And you had zero.
Yeah.
I had it. Okay. Because I got the, I saved it from work.
Right.
And you were with the kids and everything else. I can say it's our money and you still say I have $1 million and you have zero. Yes. I would rather have 750,000 where it's 375 each than to have $1 million just me and zero.
I agree with you because I think it's really important the things that come with each piece, each partner in the relationship working towards something.
Yeah.
I think that's really, really important. And I think there was a time where I had to be home and there was a time that I was really needed and that was more valuable than me going out and working for us, for our family. But I do think that there was a lot of value that came from me working.
So that's what I'm saying.
Absolutely. Even so I'm agreeing with you. Even though we outspend
what you earn, it's an amazing fact. So we would be more, we would make more money if you didn't work.
Yeah.
And went back to not buying some of these things.
Sure.
But this is better.
I do agree with you.
So why are you laughing at me?
I'm not laughing. I'm just...
My wife became rich in the middle of our relationship, and that's been wonderful.
But does that make...
And it costs us money.
But does that make our life easier?
You too should go make your wife rich at the cost of your own savings account.
So what about our life is easier?
You're happier.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. But so to answer the question, we're a very normal couple. Like, we go through ups and downs. When our kids were little...
Is that normal? Like, I don't even know what other people's marriages are. I mean...
I think we work like really science, hard.
For science, maybe we could try to marry someone else for like a year.
No, thank you. But let's go back to the question.
Yes.
There are times in our marriage that were more trying than others. I think now, these last, I don't know, few years, we've been in a really good space because I'm working, because you're working, because the kids are older.
It's amazing.
But originally or earlier when the kids were younger, those were hard times.
Yes.
Like, when you're sleep deprived and when you're working like crazy and I'm up with babies and I'm, you know, your body's changing. And
you had rabies?
No.
You said you're up with rabies? Babies. I don't even, oh, babies. I'm like, I don't even remember when you got rabies. There's a shot for that.
Next question.
Why did you have rabies? Oh my goodness. How do you even get that these days? Are you chasing a coyote?
Okay, next question.
Yes. You get rabies from a rabid animal?
Yes.
Yes.
You don't say rabid. The animal has rabies. Rabid. Or it's, you have to say it's a rabbit.
No, I've heard people say rabid also.
And if it's a rabbit, how do you say that?
A rabid rabbit.
Can you say that?
Rabid rabbit?
Rabbit with rabies.
But if you want to say it's rabbit. A rabid.
Rabid rabbit.
Would you say that?
I think you say
it. What if it's Elmer Fudd saying it? How would he say it?
A rabbit. Rabid rabbit.
Rabid rabbit? Is that what it is?
Can we move on?
We're moving on.
Can someone tell me how Elmer Fudd would say that sentence?
Comment below.
Wabbit wabbit.
Rabbit.
Wabbit.
Wabbit wabbit.
Yeah.
Silly wabbit.
Silly wabbit rabbit.
Carry on. Kids.
Carry on.
Okay. Someone assumes you guys order takeout every day. That's a shocking one.
That is shocking.
Why would they assume that?
I don't know.
I love to cook.
What the hell are you talking about now?
It's true.
Make sure Angela doesn't watch this episode. Angela is the lady that cooks all our meals.
I do.
Thank you, Angela.
It's not true.
I thought you were going to say, I love watching Angela cook my recipes. I acknowledge they're your recipes, but don't pretend you love to cook.
I do.
You don't love to cook.
I do. I just don't have time to do it. But I really love to cook. I love home food. Like, I love eating at home. Should we take a break?
No.
Let's...
Next question.
Let's take a quick break for
we're gonna skip sponsors this week.
We're not. We're taking a break for a word from our sponsors.
Don't tell me it's a meal prep company when you just said you like to cook.
Okay, and we're back.
We're back. Yeah. That was such a good ad. Make sure you use that Sheena code to get discounts.
Wait, I really do like to cook. Like, I don't like the mundane of, like, having to figure out what to make every single night.
So if we told you what we want to eat,
you would love making it? I would. I would really enjoy it.
Yeah, this is not getting cut out of the episode.
You don't have to cut it out. Last week, you guys ate at home every single night.
Good.
It was so good because you told me what you wanted.
That's been the secret.
Yeah.
For 20 years. That's the problem.
Yep.
Just had to order in advance.
Yep. And to answer your question.
I will never rob you of that joy again.
We do not do takeout every single night.
No.
We might do takeout like twice a week, like on the weekends.
Normally weekends.
Yeah.
Yeah, Angela gets mad if we order food the day she makes food.
Okay, just for the record, Angela does the prep. I do most of the cooking. This is true. This is fact.
This is why you have to sit here so I can look at you and we can both say, okay, this is what happens when your best friends are lying to the teacher and you have to sit there and be like, Lauren, is she not at your house?
No.
Yeah, yes. Yes, she's at my house.
Next question.
Please tell my mom I'm at your house. I'm with Joe Miller on the Nantucket.
That's a good one. Okay.
Someone assumes, bronze goddess.
Someone assumes that Sheena is laughing at your jokes, but they're not actually funny.
They can laugh on their own. Why do they have to assume if she's laughing?
I don't laugh when it's not funny.
Like, you won't actually, you won't just laugh just to laugh.
No. Like maybe uncomfortably.
What does that mean?
Like, if I'm uncomfortable, I might, like, give an uncomfortable laugh, but I don't
laugh. Can you do that? What does that mean? Your camel toe is showing. Like that?
That's so dumb.
I know. Is that an uncomfortable laugh?
No, that was a real laugh.
Oh, that was funny. No, you're wearing your poise. You'll be fine.
Stop no one telling can see people through that thing. I'm wearing poise.
You can't even go through I'm TSA not. With that.
Oh, my God. Okay. If the joke is not funny, you guys don't see the video.
But who cares?
What do you mean, who cares?
If they can determine on their own if they find it funny or not. If you don't find it funny, don't laugh. No one's forcing you. You don't have to laugh because she's laughing.
Yeah.
What kind of a crazy
But I'm telling you that I don't laugh for no reason at all.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
I do not.
You're always laughing for no reason.
Okay, next question.
Okay, someone assumed that Trid is a secret spy.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's why I showed the side of my face.
That's true.
He learned that in spy school.
He works for...
You have to show some of your face.
Yeah. Some undisclosed government agency. They only say that
because of my languages.
Oh.
Really?
People think that because I speak different languages.
It's because you don't show your face.
If I was a spy, I'd be sitting like this.
Oh.
True. Or I'd have like a... I wouldn't allow you to like sell my face when you made music videos.
Mm, that's true.
Spies don't do that.
That's true.
I could be a spy.
He's not a spy, I have
20/20 vision.
Not for long.
I can't be a spy for long. She gets nervous when she thinks you're insulting me. She tries to transition and I'm like, don't worry, I'm used to it. She insults me all the time when you're not here. You're like, you think you see it all, but you don't. The good stuff comes after you leave.
Not true, not true. Someone else assumed that you guys don't have any fighting or any family drama.
Go ahead.
Extended family drama, they say.
Oh, extended family
drama. Everybody has drama, family, extended family drama. We just don't, we try not to get involved.
I don't think we have that much.
No, we don't have that much. The people
that want to know about these things, I'm sure there's drama happening.
For sure.
We just don't inquire.
Correct. We don't get involved. I mean, I don't know
I don't inquire at all.
Me neither.
You used to get pulled in more. I think now that you have less time, frankly, you don't get as involved.
Yep.
And I have a very simple rule.
Yeah.
Like, don't tell me things and tell me you can't tell anyone.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not your person if you want to call and vent about
your whatever. And we don't like drama.
Whatever.
Like,
yeah.
We couldn't care less for drama. If there's a dramatic situation, if there's something we can do to help, then sure, we can try and help. But otherwise, we don't want to know just for the sake of spreading drama.
And maybe it's a little bit cold, frankly, for some people when they hear that. But look, we got enough of our own juggling to do to try to absorb other people's things.
Yeah.
And there's some people who very well intentioned try to get involved to help other people.
Yeah.
I'm the opposite.
You get out of the
where
way.
I'm people might ask me, hey, this is happening.
Yeah.
Are you aware of it? And I say yes. And then they say, why aren't you doing something? And I say, that's not like why would I put myself in a situation where just because I know something's happening, that doesn't mean I know the whole context.
Yeah.
If the actual people involved aren't inviting my input, why would I put myself in that situation?
Yeah. I think we're both very good about understanding that there's like two sides to every story and every drama. And knowing one side and getting heated about that one side is not to anybody's benefit.
All right. We have two more.
Oh, nice. Let's do the last one first.
Okay. Someone assumes that Sheena is the sugar daddy.
you are one?
Oh, yeah.
Isn't there a better word for that?
Sugar mama?
Yeah, is that what that means?
I don't know. This one said, she very specifically said, Sheena is the sugar daddy.
Does that mean I'm compromised somehow? Because, like, I'm trying to understand the, what are they insinuating? Is it painful?
No, there's no pain involved.
There's no pain involved. So what does that mean? It's financial.
So what does that mean?
That I...
You pay for my things?
Yeah.
Don't you? You do.
What thing?
Didn't you just book this Tokyo vacation?
I did.
Who paid for that?
Me.
There you go.
Thank you.
You sugar daddied us.
You're welcome.
Can you be a sugar daddy to your own children?
Yeah.
You can?
I don't know. I don't know what a sugar daddy is.
See, that's what I'm asking. And you don't know.
I've never had a sugar daddy. I have no idea what that is.
What are you talking about? You, that's all you had until you started making money. No wonder you're so miserable. You didn't realize you were covered in sugar.
Aren't sugar daddies much older?
I don't know.
Isn't that what it is?
You should ask. People should comment below.
What is a sugar daddy, guys?
It's like a diabetic, right? No. That gives you money? I think that's what it is.
A diabetic that
gives
you money?
Yeah, he has to be diabetic. If you're not diabetic, you can't be a sugar daddy.
Because he's going to go soon and leave you all his money?
Oh, no. The diabetics are called Splenda fathers. Could be a Splenda father. And the bigger the gap, the bigger the...
No.
Inheritance.
No, there's not even that big of a gap between us.
No.
Somebody asked, what's the age gap?
You're only 6 years older.
Yeah.
That's acceptable.
I know.
I think that makes you a cougress.
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 Yeah. Yeah. The elegant ones are cougress.
Everybody's going to believe that I'm 6 years older than you.
I mean, what do you mean?
Everybody will really believe.
Yeah. That was another thing that people
believe. That was the irony
believed.
Of ironies.
Yeah. That they thought you were my
dad. I
got
married to an older woman. I became her father.
I'm not older. Stop telling people that I'm like 65 years old.
No, you're only 6 years older, not 65.
Okay.
They won't believe.
Yeah.
Final question.
Last question.
Someone assumes that Sheena likes doing puzzles more than Trid.
Lies.
Why? Why do we always come back to this?
Because you're a sugar cougress.
What does that have to do with it?
Where? You're still developing.
We're all done here.
Oh, that's the uncomfortable laugh?
Yeah.
That's the one? You're like trying to cover. You should just do this in a Snuggie. That way you can just like go inside. I can't believe you do this in front of your children. Are you cracking?
I'll see you guys later.
Your bones are making noises.
Do we have a song?
We didn't even talk about poise.
What? What do you want to talk about poise?
Why are you so... adverse to their campaign that they're trying to get you to do?
I'm not ready to deal with that right now in my life. Like, I'm dealing with other stuff.
Okay.
And I'm happy to talk about the things that I'm going through.
So just because you don't have an issue with incontinence.
Yeah.
You don't want to promote their product.
Correct.
Okay.
It doesn't align with my current
holding pattern.
Yes. Correct. Okay.
So what if we had a company that had an app for Kegels? Would you do theirs?
Yes.
Because that's like...
Shegels.
Shegels.
That's a real thing?
No.
That's a brilliant brand.
Yep.
Start it. Let's make an app. Lorelai! Shegels.com. Squeeze so you don't leak like Hegel.
My God. Poor Catherine Hegel.
Poor woman.
That's it. That's all we got. Do we have a song?
Why are you asking her? You're the singer.
I don't have a song that goes with all of this. Today, Jay's going to come sing.
Can you
sing.
Just plug our podcast too?
People aren't going to recognize me. So strong.
While you're on the show, you want to plug our podcast?
Yeah. Okay, go.
She's traveling again, so we'll be able to do another song.
Listen up next week.
Should we just film one again while she's gone?
Yeah.
This time we'll actually plug our podcast because now we actually have
episodes. They're trying to sell their own podcast on my podcast.
Yeah. We already have a producer. Tell her who's our producer.
Lauren?
They stole Lauren. You stole Lauren from me?
Yeah.
Hey, Bhagwan.
She said she wanted to be on a show that
was successful.
Has promise. She said go this ahead. One she's...
Carry she's, on. Sing okay. for us.
Okay.
Give him a beat.
It's funny
how it's the little things in life that mean the most. What, is this like a church song? Are we all...
Pelo! Hallelujah.
Shoot, I don't know the words.
It's funny how it's the little things in life that mean the most. Not where you live or what you drive or the price
tag on your clothes.
There's no dollar sign on a peace of mind. This I've come to know.
But if you agree, have a drink with me. Not me. I'm underage.
Yep.
Raise your glasses for a toast.
To a little bit of chicken fry.
Cold beer on a Friday night.
Bye-bye.
Again. Huh. Pair of jeans that fit just right.
Or jogging pants.
And radio.